Hello and welcome to the first of our Home Languages podcast. If you haven't yet visited the club, we meet every week on Fridays at lunchtime in room 12, and it's an opportunity for you to share and learn more about the languages a lot of you speak at home. In this first episode, you will hear two of our most fantastic Romanian students and obviously home language speakers. They will be sharing and discussing their traditions and idiosyncrasies of their language and culture. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, we're Alexia
and Dalia.
And we are doing a Romanian podcast, so for the introduction.
So with this, within this podcast, we'll be doing things about religion, our traditions and our food.
Okay, so for religions, the main religion is the Romanian Orthodox Church, which around 80% of the country believe in. It is very well known. However, there are also Muslims, Jews, the Romanian Roman Church, and the Catholic Church.
One of our traditions for Easter is when you boil two eggs, or more eggs, then you paint them red. You knock the eggs against each other. Say, the first person says, before that, the first person says, Jesus is alive, and the other person replies with, it's true that he's alive, and then the egg that breaks, you eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then we have a lot of food to celebrate.
Yeah, another big tradition is for Christmas. Before Christmas on 24th, we have a thing called Pizzeria, where big people, well, men dress up in traditional costumes and walk around town with the whole town, giving out fruits and little sweets just to celebrate like the early Christmas and to warn off evil spirits. And then on Christmas Day, we have the traditional foods and celebrations with lots of parties.
So one of my favourite foods in Romania is called sarmale. It's a mix of rice, beef, and covered in cabbage leaves or lettuce leaves, and then boiled with different spices, I think. It's utterly delicious and would recommend to anyone visiting Romania.
Exactly. Another amazing food that I really like is kifta and salata de biof, which is like in a way a side to sarmale or any traditional food when you have a traditional feast. Salata de biof is a salad with potatoes, mayonnaise and lots of other vegetables that is not commonly used day to day, only for big traditions or feasts.
And another food, if you're interested in food, is ardei umplut, which translates to peppers that are filled with like meat and stuff and then boiled. And then they are very delicious.
Yeah, for desserts, we have quite a couple of desserts. However, they're not that traditional, I guess.
No. I think griscolate.
Yes, that
is. It's semolina, like, I think it's called. And then you mix it with
milk
and then boil it, and then it sets. Nice.
Or a variety of that is fidacolata, which is milk with like rice or spaghetti in a way. Mm-hmm. But it's like in a way just really good.
Yeah, and you can also add instead of spaghetti, you can put rice. So
yeah.
It's like fidacolata.
Exactly.
For our lesson today, we'll be covering, what will we be covering?
The just simple words of hello, goodbye, simple things you need if you ever go to Romania.
Alright, so how do you say hello?
Bună, so bună ziua.
Bună ziua, and it's like hello or good morning or good hello. Yeah, and then for good night, you would have
noapte bună or bună zi.
How do you say goodbye?
Goodbye is pa or la revedere, which is like, la revedere is more formal, used like when you have posh people or people you don't know that much, but a sign of respect to old ladies that you do know, even if you don't know them, is saying să rămână every time. If one wants to ask how are you, you would say
cum ești? Da. And Yeah, that's how you say how are you, and you respond with
bene, or you could say if you don't feel that well, masito bene, and then you would ask anu shitu.
And then the other person will reply with the same sort of thing. It's like sabina, shitu.
Exactly, and not many other things that are that, but in Romania the alphabet is similar to English except there are accents above and below letters.
Yeah, with with A with a hat being A, and A with the upward hat being A, I think. The I with the hat being A, and the T with a squiggle being S. And then S with a squiggle being sh.
Yeah, because you don't really have SH as a common.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Numbers up to 10, I guess, are really simple.
Yeah. Uno.
Doi.
Tre.
Patru.
Cinci.
Șase.
Șapte.
Opt.
Nouă.
Zece.
Hey. To conclude our podcast, we're just going to talk a bit in Romania so you can get used to the language
and the accent that we have.
Yeah.
And then next time, if there will be a next time, we will talk more about other things that we celebrate and just other things in general about the culture.
Yeah, and about Romanian life.
Yeah.
So, come here.
Bine, tu ce fai, faci?
Deci nu mai fac nimic.
Da, bine, așa.
Da, facem un podcast acum și vorbim despre multe lucruri și
exact.
Cred că am mers bine.
Eu zic că am mers bine.
Zici? Da, ce bine.
Hai.
Deci, and so we're going to say bye-bye.
And good day. Thank you for listening in to our podcast.
La revedere.
Bye.
Thank you so much to our Romanian students. Please tune in our next episode where we will be talking to some of the Russian speakers in our school. And remember to come along to our Room 12 Home Languages sessions on Fridays at 1:30. Adios.